starting at verse 28 of 1 Corinthians 12. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, what? Miracles. Then the gifts of healings. And what's that next word? Helps. Next, governments. And next, diversity of tongues. Now, verse 29, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, and do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now, in verse 28, there's one word, and I think by now you know what it is, and I'm going to preach on this morning. It's that little word, H-E-L-P-S. Would you say it with me? Help. That's my message. Title of it is, Help. All right. Not elk. Not elk. Help. I want to make sure you don't... You know, one time you come, you preach a sermon like this, somebody sits through your whole message and said, I thought he was talking about elves. And I wasn't. I was talking about help. Let's bow our hearts. Father God, help us in this time of the ministry of the Word of God. Help us to understand what it means to be helps. Honor the women and honor the men and honor our church today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I'd like to take this time and opportunity to preach on the subject today of help. I count it a real privilege to honor the women at the Woolwich, Wiscasset Baptist Church today. Many of us in our church appreciate, perhaps more than you would understand, some of the things that God has used you to do. Today we would like to honor the different groups within our church. This message will be different than you normally hear on Mother's Day. It's just a day of honoring the women of our church, not just the mothers, as you'll soon find out. Today we would like to, first of all, honor the mothers. We have many mothers that are born again and saved and washed in the blood, that love God. They are our Sunday school teachers, our helpers in that ministry. They work in the nursery, our pianists. They sing in the choir. They clean, for example, Louise works diligently and ceaselessly cleaning the church, complimenting her husband in that ministry. And I may be missing others that help there too, but she's one I was thinking of in particular. They mop the floors and sweep the floors and mop the floors and do the dishes and change the diapers and at the same time find time to pray and time to bring up their children. So we would like to honor the mothers of the Woolwich, Wiscasset Church today. As your pastor, I certainly want you to understand that I and the elders and the deacons really appreciate your services. We're not here today to have a mutual admiration society contest, but we sincerely feel led of God to honor you today. We thank God for the contribution that you have made to this church. We thank God for the efforts in Jesus Christ for your prayers. And for the many things that you have done quietly and unto God and unto Jesus Christ to be a help in this ministry. So today, we'd like to honor you. This is your day. We'd like to mention that we think of you often. We think of your responsibilities. We think of your burdens. We think of your heartaches. We think of your joys. We think of the times that undoubtedly you've had many misunderstandings. we think of your problem. As your pastor, I pray for you daily. Individually, as God leads, and definitely about your particular life. Not just in a word of saying, God bless so-and-so. But I get wrapped up about you in my prayers. Different ones in different days and different nights at different hours. God had me praying at 3:30 this morning for some of you. When you were sleeping. You may think that you go on unnoticed. Not that you want to be noticed, but you do not. We realize that our ministry, the life stream of our work, has so much depended upon all of you. And so today we want to honor you. We are thinking today of some mothers, and I know of one or two in particular this morning, that have lost a son in Vietnam. And we think of that, the heartache of that mother, as she told us her story and showed us the pictures of her son. I'm thinking of other mothers today who are true Christians and yet they're divorced from their husband because he left and separated. And yet they're a mother carrying on in the name of Jesus Christ. They have never remarried. They love God. They're growing in grace. I think of you today. Your husband is remarried, but you are here today as a mother. You are here today as a Christian. And you are here today to honor Jesus Christ. I think of you. We honor you this morning. I think of those mothers here today that have unsaved husbands. You love them. You are praying for them. I think of your burdens and your heartaches. How you feel. When you see other wives with their husbands so happily joined together and coming to church and listening to the music and testifying, and go out together perhaps bowling or in personal fellowship, I think of you many times and what you go through. And I pray for you in a very special way. So we want to honor you today. I think of those mothers that have wayward children. Whether they've made mistakes or not, the heartache is just as tough to have them. I think of you today. Things have not worked out like you expected. Things have not worked out like you prayed. You have failed. You've made mistakes. But your children, some of them are just wayward. And I think of you today. And we want to honor you on this Mother's Day. We would like to honor many different women here today in our church. Thanking God for the part that they have played as helps in our ministry. I think of you today as I have wept and prayed for you. I know a mother here today that has a husband that's sick. He's in the hospital. He's been in the hospital for months. And I think of her today. To her I would say we will honor you today. You have not been forgotten. There is a corporate body that loves you. You hear our messages. You hear our little, sometimes perhaps cute sayings and jokes and think that we're not deeply involved with you. But oh, we are. 1,000 times we are. And I think of you as your husband lies in that hospital bed. You love God and you're honoring Jesus Christ. You're trying to bring up a family while he's been bedridden for months and months and months. I think of you today. We honor you at the Woolwich Wiscasset Baptist Church. I think of mothers today who were unfortunate, who got in sin and ended up without a husband. Since that time, you've repented of your sin, accepted Jesus, and you love God. You're bringing up your children in a very unusual way without a daddy. But I want to honor you today. Not because of your mistake, but because you love God and you've repented and you've got right. I want you to know that we care for you. We're concerned about you. We love you. And we want to honor you today at the Woolwich, Wisconsin Church. Because you're a Christian now and you love God. All the sins of yesterday are under the blood. You're free to enjoy your new life in Jesus Christ. I may have forgot some aspect of motherhood today, but I want to honor each and every mother here. We pray for you. We love you in Christ. We feel for you. We feel your burden. We understand you. I want to honor the mothers of those that played the roles of mothers that have lost loved ones who've gone on to be with God today. You have been a blessing to us. Your testimony counts. You have inspired us beyond imagination. You've edified us beyond possible comprehension. It's the Christ within you that's doing it. It's the God that loves you and is inside you that's doing it. We're thankful to Him for what He is. And for what you allow him to do because of his life. We want to honor you today. And you have not been forgotten. I would like to say that we want to honor another class of people today. Several others. I'd like to honor today the widows in our church. Women that have long since lost their husbands. You probably do not realize this, but many times I look down upon this congregation at 25 minutes past 10. You would not know it because of our tremendous schedule. It is almost impossible to do what we want to do one-tenth of the time, let alone. Our emergencies alone demand us almost exclusively. Our emergencies alone almost do that. Without a schedule. That's the truth. If you call me up at 6 and want to see me that night, don't get mad if you can't see me. If you only knew. You keep calling, though, and we'll do everything we can, I swear, by God's grace. But the widows, we think of you. You have left today, when you go home for this meal, some memories. They're good memories of children. You have memories of a husband around the table. Sometimes you probably think you're forgotten in the midst of a ministry like this, but you're not. You are not forgotten. We think of you by name and your background and your love for your husband and things that you've said, and we pray in tears for you that God will bless you, that God will strengthen you, that your fellowship with God will be sweeter this Sunday. When we look down and you listen to our message, we think of you before we speak many mornings. And think of what it would be like to be in your place today. Your husband is gone. You miss him. You're anxious to be with him. You want to do what you can and be what you can. We think of you, widows, today. And I want you to know we think of you here and love you and pray for you too. You're not forgotten. At Woolwich, Wisconsin Church. You are a tremendous help to our ministry. Your prayers and your little sayings and the things that you do in your realm with your people in your area make our ministry what it is in Jesus Christ. So we want to honor the widows today in our church. Secondly today, on this subject, we want to honor women. We want to honor the grandmothers. Now, you spoil our kids. If you'd let us have half what you give our kids, why, our kids, you cost us hundreds of dollars in dentist bills. We discipline our kids, you spoil them. We'll forgive you, even if you don't confess. As we think of you, we think of why? How you treated us, but how you treat them. They never do anything wrong. We mistreat them all the time. We don't understand them. They can have a bushel of chocolates before dinner as long as they don't tell us. You don't have the money to pay for the dentist bills. You think their teeth ought to be fixed, but you helped to ruin them. I know all about it. We want to honor you grandmothers today. Despite all your faults, and you're full of them. I had to pick on somebody. I can't pick on Elvis every week. It gets to be an old story. But I'm going to pick on him before the service is over and let it be an old story. But anyway, we want to honor the grandmothers of our church today. You know, a grandmother said this to me recently. She said, "Notice my grandson." She said, "He says yes, sir, and no, sir, and he's a gentleman." She said, "He's got it." Well, she said almost something like that. And I said, fine. He came running in about that time. I said, "You're pretty faithful to Sunday school. You do pretty well." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Your grandson, nothing. Yes, sir, no, sir, yeah," he said that. She said, "He discredited me. He's made me ashamed." We want to honor you grandmothers today. We love you. We thank God for your contribution to our ministry, to our lives, and to this church. We think you've been helped. And we truly want to honor you today. Lois was a grandmother to Timothy, and she did a tremendous job. And Timothy was a mighty servant of God because of his grandmother's Lois teaching. Then we think also today of another class of people. Women who never had any children. For some reason, or rather, God did not choose to give you children. We think of you today. We have thought of you often. We have prayed for you frequently. You have perhaps been given a ministry of being a mother to many, many children. And God has used you in your unique style, in your unique way, with your wonderful meek spirit to minister and be a mother to many kids. And you are a spiritual mother to more kids than anybody would ever realize because of your faithful teaching of the Word of God. I'm thinking of some mothers, and some wives, right here today that fit in that category. You didn't have any children, did you? Once in a while, it broke your heart. Once in a while, you said to God, "Why?" And all of a sudden, He revealed it to you that He had another plan for your life. And you fulfilled that plan, and you became one of God's helpers. Yes, you're a help to Jesus Christ. You're a help to our corporate ministry. And we want to honor you today, you mothers that have taught the Word of God in Sunday school, or you wives, rather, and have ministered the Word of life and have patiently loved our kids and the kids of many others, mothers and fathers who do not come here. We honor you at Woolwich, Wisconsin today. You count with us. Perhaps we haven't expressed it often. Perhaps we haven't reminded you of how we feel often. Maybe we've taken your service for granted. But today we honor you for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ and for the Christ that's in you. Then there's another group we want to honor today. I said we were going to honor the women at our church. We want to honor the women that have not been married, that never have yet been led to a husband, to a man to be their husband. Some of you, for some strange reasons, have wanted the family life that others have. And yet God has not led you into marriage. We sometimes, many times, think of you. We think of you because we know that your heart aches for family life. Your heart aches for children. Your heart aches to be loved by a man of God's choice for your life. We think of you. You do not go on unnoticed and unrecognized in our prayers and our thoughts. Many times we think of you and the contribution that you make to the body of Jesus Christ as God's helper and as a help in our ministry. So if we could today, we'd like to honor those women that have never yet been led by God into marriage. All right? Then today we'd like to honor the special workers of our church. Those women who are special workers. The Word of God teaches that Deborah was mighty in battle. Phoebe was tremendous in worship. Dorcas was one that was a tremendous helper in the book of Acts. We find out throughout the Scripture that Lydia was a mighty woman of God that gave what she had to Jesus. Martha was always serving, and once she got right with God, counted it a privilege to serve God in John's Gospel, chapter 12. Mary was at Jesus' feet, worshiping the Master, and with the tears that she shed, she wiped His feet with her hair. Mary loved Jesus as only a woman can love God. We think of the many people in the Scriptures that honored Jesus Christ, that were special workers. We think of Anna, who worshiped God with Simeon. We think of the Scriptures of Mary Magdalene, who had, seven demons cast out of her in Luke 8:2. And we think of how Mary was the first one at the tomb. And she always, always wanted to be around Jesus. And she was one of Jesus' special workers. We think of those that work especially hard in our church today. And we want to thank them from the bottom of our heart for being helps to our ministry. We could name them, but if we did, we'd miss somebody mistakenly, and it wouldn't be wise. So we're just thankful, and we want to honor those women today. And we think of the many things that God has done through these prayer warriors who have gone on and prayed and have behind the scenes asked God to move our ministry and move our church and move our kids and move our ministry in the power of a risen Lord. And we think of the many times that you have prayed quietly and secretly and stood up for the ministry and stood up for God and manifested in many hours of detailed work what it takes to make this ministry function coherently. So we thank God for the many, many special workers in our ministry today. And so we'd like to say this morning in closing, some of you men today, some of your wives are praying that you'll get saved. Some of you teenagers, some of your mothers are praying that you'll get saved. Let's bow our hearts and close our eyes. Let me ask you this question. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, can you say, "Pastor, I am not saved. I'm not born again." Are there any mothers that truly are not saved and like to come to Jesus just as you are? Raise your hands and put it way up high and say, "Please pray for me that God will save me." Is there a mother? Is there a woman in our church that is not saved? Teenage girl or woman of any kind in our church that isn't saved, that wants to make this a happy day for the women and honor, as we've honored the women in our church, you're going to honor Jesus by accepting Him as your Savior. Is there a woman in our church that can say, "Pastor, I want to honor the Lord. Your message has touched me today. I want to honor the Lord." Raise your hands quickly. Raise your hands quickly. How many can say, "I'm a Christian mother, but I am not living by the standards of God, and I want God to deliver me from certain things. I want to be clean, pure, and holy, and I want to be able to hold my head up in holy pride, not in carnal pride, but in holy pride." Would you raise your hands and say, "Please pray for me. Make this be a day of my deliverance." Stand right where you are, way up back and to my left. You stand. I know there are others. I know there are others that could get deliverance today on this fantastic day of God. Beautiful day. God will deliver you from something you're doing today. This is a special day that God wants to honor our women and honor them with love and grace and power. Can you say, "Pastor, include me in that prayer. I'm a mother and I want to be included in that prayer." Would you raise your hand? Yes, you stand and you stand. Come on, those mothers that are raising your hands. You stand. That's it. How about you men? Some of you men today, "I'm not saved. I don't know Jesus." And you'd want to be saved today. Young people, teenage boys, men, younger children, whoever it might be, you're not saved. Raise your hands and say, "I want to honor God and honor my family today by accepting Christ." Come just as you are and receive the precious blood of Jesus. Receive it as a gift. Can you say that today? Raise your hands and say, "I want to honor God and honor my family today." Some of you men, teenage boys and young people, come on. Come on. Father, bless every member of our church today. I believe You've spoken. Bring them out to the open air meeting, those that can go, and help them to pray if we can. And win souls at that open air meeting this afternoon, and bless the speakers, and bring us to the choir rehearsals and the BYF tonight and the service with wonderful enthusiasm and vitality and vigor in the Spirit of God. Oh God, may it be a sacred day of the presence of Jesus. Amen and amen.